to us because he's revealed it to us. He's not a respecter of person, what he's done for one of you tonight, especially for his children, amen, especially for his little bride.
Yeah.
It's an honor and a privilege to be with you. I had a revelation tonight. It's always nice to be somewhere where brother can control the temperature. It's nice and cool in here. You know, you go into some churches in the summer and hell, it's summertime. So I just think it'll be somewhere, you know, you can anticipate this a bit more. I think we're going to heat things up a little bit tonight by the grace of God. So we're just expecting the presence of God, the fire of God. And the natural is nice. It's really nice. So I like the cool temperature or something, you know. So not to make a whole sermon out of that, although I feel like I could at this point. It's very pleasant. So. But it's good to be here with you all tonight. It's going to read and open your Bibles tonight. And we'll go to Matthew. You're all working folk, and I got to be up at 5:30 in the morning as well, so it's really by the grace of God. My plans are here till midnight, which is the first. And I just got a call here just several hours ago, and I didn't know this, but I'll be leaving town tomorrow, going to meet you somewhere this weekend. I'll be back Sunday, but I'll be on the road Thursday and I'll be out until about Saturday evening, so keep me prepared for the service here as well. By the grace of God, we just want to read here and feel your story to start with here in the 5th verse of Matthew chapter 8. It says here, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, and I am speaking of the Jews here, that many shall come from the east and west, shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children, speaking of the Jews here, the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? Because they rejected the covenant. They rejected the king. They go through tribulation. And it says here, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed. Amen. Now, as he was believing for him, amen. He said, well, I'll come and heal him if you want. He said, you don't have to do that. Just speak the word. And as you have believed, it's going to be. So be it done to thee. And the servant was healed. Same hour. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He still does the same thing today. Let's just bow our heads for it today. Our gracious Father, we do thank you tonight to be gathered here as a people. United not in the name of a man or of a church, but of the man, Christ Jesus, the one true living God. We've gathered together tonight to fellowship under that name, under the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which has been shed for us, a people who you set your affection on before the foundation of the world. That you should have a people set aside to you in Satan's Eden. People that are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people that should show forth your praise and do your will, Father. We thank you that you tonight hath made us to be kings and priests unto God. And we just give you the praise now, Lord. As we speak tonight, Lord, may you have the preeminence in this place, Lord. May you speak through these lips of clay tonight, Father, that which you would have to say to edify your body, to bring them to your great purpose and will. Father, we ask you to bless the service, bless the worship, bless every heart, Father. May they have eyes to see tonight, ears to hear, and hearts to receive. And God, we just thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. If there be one here tonight that's in need, Father, may they receive freely your Spirit. For it is by your Spirit that we know all these things, that you speak to us, that we can have fellowship with you. Bless your people now, we pray. And we love you, and we thank you for it. May all the praise, glory, and honor go to you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. This is an exhaustive subject, and I won't get into all of it. I just want to kind of touch on the highlights a little bit tonight. If you want to turn, and then we'll come back here. We just want to turn real quick in Luke chapter 10 and the 19th verse. And our Lord Jesus, he's speaking to the 70 that had come back from after they had gone on their evangelistic tour, if you want to say it that way. They come back rejoicing because all the devils flee and all this stuff. And he says in verse 19 here, he says, behold, I give you power tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And it's like I told you, now the modern Christian says, well, this can hurt you, and this can hurt you, and if you do this wrong, or this guy says this, or if a witch doctor comes up, and they're afraid of everything, but he says there, nothing shall by any means hurt you, amen? So God has placed you in a position where he desires for us to be an invincible army, amen? What the prophet said about us. So we see this here. He says, that I give you power to drown serpents and scorpions. And tonight and Sunday, Lord willing, I want to speak on a couple different subjects as far as authority and power. And now this first word here in the Greek, it says I give you power. It's a Greek word, exousia, and it means authority. And in other words, it's the ability to make a decision about how something is going to take place. Amen? So he's going to give you authority over to turn on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And this second word, power, is dunamis. It means ability, or it's an action word. It's where we get our word dynamo from. It's like dynamite. It's explosive. It's a power. There's a raw ability to it. And that's the best way to describe it. It's the ability to move things or to do or to perform something. Amen?
Sure.
And so tonight I want to talk a little bit, going back to Matthew here, about authority or exousia. I want to talk tonight about walking in your authority as a believer. Amen?
Sure.
And there's several things we like to look at here. You know, Jesus, of course, he comes to this man and he begins to speak to him. And he begins to say, well, I'm going to come and heal him. And the man, he says, there's no need for that because I myself am a man under authority. Now watch. He doesn't just say, I'm a man with authority. He says, I am a man under authority. Amen? In other words, the reason I know how to exercise authority is because I know how to be under authority as well. In other
sure.
words, the whole working of authority works by subjection,
yeah.
by submission. The idea is that, and this is what I want you to understand, authority cannot operate without submission.
Amen.
Amen.
The whole basis of authority and submission, they're two sides of the same coin.
Right.
If you go and you're a man of authority, it's like Brother Brandon talks about the policeman. He's got a badge. Amen? He's got a badge. He's representing a higher authority than him.
Right.
Amen? It's not the natural man. He's no stronger than the cars going through traffic.
Right.
Amen? Okay, one of them cars is going 85 miles an hour at 35, and he gets in the way, his natural ability as a man is not going to stop that car.
Sure.
People don't look at him and say, well, I better stop, because he's a brawny man or a strong man, but it's because of how he's dressed.
Right.
It's because of what he's wearing. It's because he has a uniform. It's because he has a badge. And they recognize there's a power behind that, and that's why they listen to that man. That's why he can stand in traffic without fear and put his hand out and direct traffic, and he can go out and he can bring people into subjection. He finds somebody breaking the law. He doesn't have to call the governor up.
Nope.
Amen? He doesn't have to go call up the president of the United States. Praise God, that would be a nightmare in itself. See if he can get this man to put him in jail, but he has already been given a badge.
Amen.
And that badge authorizes him. Anything in his jurisdiction, he has authority over it. Amen?
Right.
And so he might be 5'9". He might be one of them guys that goes down and gets jelly donuts every day, kind of looks like me after a while. He might not be able to run after that criminal. Yet people will listen to him because he has authority. Amen?
Amen.
And so the centurion, he doesn't just possess authority. He doesn't just use authority. He himself is a man in authority. That's why he has authority. Amen?
Amen. That's good.
And so people, it's the same today. God set seven angels in a church. Is that right? Through seven church angels. Why? What was the purpose? Why do you grow your hair out? Why? So that the angels have subjection over you. They have power over you. Is that right? There were seven stars in the right hand. Brother Bram says it's a position of authority. Is that right? That's why this bride, under the voice of her final messenger,
amen,
in the subjection, in submission to that voice, they're the final voice of the final age.
Amen.
Amen. So in other words, if they're not in this place, they're not speaking the same thing.
Right.
They're speaking their own words. That's the problem today with the church. She has become her own mouthpiece. Because she's derived authority from a president or a bishop or an archbishop or a pope. But this message, this authority, amen?
Yes.
It's like Jesus, he comes in. And they say, where does this man get his authority? For with authority he speaks, and even the devils are cast out.
Amen.
Where did he get his authority? He said, my doctrine is not my own, but him who sent me.
Amen.
This message, it's not William Branham's authority. It's not a man's doing. It's God himself. He has come down, the Son of Man, and he has revealed himself by the word.
Amen.
And this word in the mouths of believers, it will defeat the devil today.
Yeah.
Any place, anywhere, at any time. Why? Because it's the same authority. Amen.
Amen.
Because you are men and you are women under authority.
Amen.
And you say to the devil, you go and he goes. Amen?
Amen.
In his name you cast out devils.
Yeah.
Why? Because you were people in authority.
Hallelujah.
You're not beggars on the street. You are now kings.
Yeah.
You are now sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
You have, praise God, you are now in a position
right.
to rule and reign. Is that right?
Yeah.
Romans 5:17 talks about how they shall reign in life. Is that right? By
right.
one man's obedience we shall reign. Where? In life.
Yeah.
Not just the world to come.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Look at the Corinthians. They had a disputation in the church. And Paul says, why are you going to go to the unjust to settle this? Don't you know that you're going to judge angels? How much more?
Yes.
How much more?
Praise God now.
Amen.
Well, we don't want to call this guy out here for, you know, maybe he left the message or maybe he got off the word here. Well, you know, we don't want to call him out. I say call him out, amen.
Amen.
Let's call a spade,
yeah.
amen.
Yeah.
Sure.
Look this man, Paul, praise God.
Right.
He runs into a guy one day, a Jew, is that right?
Yeah.
And a sorcerer.
That's right.
He says, you child of the devil.
That's right.
Paul, look, Paul knew where he was standing, amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because he may not know, because he had a revelation from God.
Yeah.
He had met God. God had come down and met him on that road.
Yeah.
God had spoke to him and knocked him off his high horse. And it was no longer Saul of Tarsus, but it was Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God.
Yeah.
It was God's will, amen.
Yeah.
It's God's will tonight that you are sons and daughters of God.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
He came to his own. His own received him not, but as many as received him, gave he power, exousia, authority.
Yes.
He gave them legal authority to become the sons and daughters of God, not born by the will of men, or by blood or by flesh, but by the will of God.
Amen.
You are standing here tonight,
right.
resting on the revelation
yeah.
of who you are in Christ.
Amen.
But all that was in God, he poured into Christ, and all
Amen.
That was in Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
He left nothing undone, my bride.
Amen.
All that was in Christ, he poured into his bride. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He didn't pour it into the bishop down the street.
No.
He didn't pour it into the good old Catholic church.
No.
But he poured it into his own body,
Amen.
The bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. They're people in authority because they're under authority.
Amen.
It's funny, you see Christians and they want to cast out devils and walk in there, glory to God, they don't even listen to their boss at work.
That's good.
Amen.
True.
Well, I'm going to drive 55 and a 35, and I can do what I want, because after all, we're under grace.
That's good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
True.
The Bible says to be subject to the powers of the authorities that be. Why?
Amen.
Because they heap damnation unto themselves, the Bible says.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
True.
Boy, we love authority. Praise God.
That is
true. We love telling our kids what to do and telling this guy what to do at work, but praise God, don't tell me what. It's a very natural thing in America. Especially in this, not just America, but the whole world.
Right.
Especially in our country. Why? The whole thing's founded on rebellion.
Right.
And I'm not saying we should be British today. I'm not. But look at the very, you know, we fly the rebel flag and we're rebels and we do our own thing. Amen. God didn't call us to do our own thing.
No.
He called us to do his thing.
Yeah.
He called us to follow his word.
Yeah.
Not to build our own kingdoms, amen.
Amen.
But to build his kingdom, amen.
Yeah.
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Tell you what, it's the truth anyhow.
Yeah.
The Bible says, submit yourselves unto God. It doesn't just say resist the devil, it says submit yourselves unto God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's where power comes, that's where authority comes from.
Amen.
Right.
Because, look, the devils ain't afraid of me tonight, amen. The devil's ain't afraid of us. He knows enough about me. He knows enough about you
yes.
to know better than to be afraid, amen. But you are wearing a badge tonight.
Amen.
Let me say this. You're wearing a wedding band tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. The same word. You're married to the word. And that word, it beat him at Calvary, amen.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say, he was defeated back there.
Yeah.
He didn't just get a bruise in the, he didn't just give him a black eye. He literally crushed his head. When he ascended on high, the mighty conqueror, and they cried out, open up, ye everlasting gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory?
What?
The Lord of hosts, strong in battle, mighty in battle. He's the King of glory.
Hallelujah.
I want you to say, when he ascended on high, he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of you, amen?
Amen.
But when he ascended, he did something else too. He spoiled.
Yeah.
He
showed off
yes.
a defeated enemy.
Right.
And the church through 2,000 years, they forgot. They were blinded to, but in this last day, the seals were open. The book was made known to you, and it was declared that your enemy's defeated. He's a naked devil tonight. He ain't got one thing to use against you, amen? You are right now the sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ by the blood of Jesus, amen? And you can declare as Jesus did, the prince of this world comes, and he's got nothing on me. Oh, hallelujah, you might have had a rap sheet a mile long, but God threw it, and the sea of his forgetfulness, and when the accuser of the brethren comes to you tonight, when he comes before the throne of God, or he comes to you in a quiet time, he begins to accuse you, and he begins to bring up your past. God says, I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
What are you talking about? All I see is Calvary. All I see is the blood of Jesus. All I see is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You were an old creature, but it all passed away.
Yes.
All things are new. They're all of God. Amen.
Yes.
God sees you. He's looking in the mirror.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. When you look in the mirror, you're seeing God. Is that right?
Yes.
It's the same face, the same life. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. He's like, what you talking about, devil? I never did that. Well, I wasn't talking about you. Yeah, you were.
Yes.
See, that's what Saul didn't understand. He said he's persecuting the church. Here comes Jesus. I'm the Lord Jesus whom you persecute.
Right.
Didn't know he was persecuting the Lord. Amen.
Right.
Paul had this great revelation of who we are in Christ. Why? He found out when he found back there in the desert when he got knocked down.
Yes.
To do it unto them is to do it unto him.
Amen.
As much as you've done to the least of these, you've done it unto me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Prophet says here in ever-present water from the rock 61, he says, when we die, our souls will go under the altar of God. Where I was privileged to see a few mornings ago, as you know in the vision where the Bible speaks, it's talking about when he went beyond the curtain of time, he calls the souls under the altar. Whole nother sermon. Maybe I'll preach it sometime here. Good stuff. But he says, our spirits will go to God who give it, and our bodies shall return to the dust of the earth. But someday, where the scripture is fulfilled, our spirits will be released from God. We'll pick up the soul of the body, and the power that will raise us up is right now in us.
Amen.
Right.
We are now in heavenly places.
Right.
We are now in the power of the resurrection. Look, Jesus didn't just raise up, but he sat down.
Amen.
And when he raised up, you raised up.
Yes.
And when he sat down, you sat down.
Amen.
Look, he's not working out tonight. He's sitting on the throne. You're sitting with him. He says to one, go and go. He says to another, come and he comes.
Yes.
He tells the devil to go out of your house. He tells the devil to go out of your family. Is that right? Well, they need a healing. Now, he calls for the angels of God. They come and they come and they minister your healing unto you.
Amen.
Why? Because he's the one in charge.
Amen.
He's the king. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And if he's the king of kings, he's got kings.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's got kings tonight.
Yeah.
In his kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he says, watch this now. He says, if there wasn't a law to that. Now, think about this. This is more on Sunday a little bit, but this dunamis, this resurrection, this power in you. If there wasn't a law to that, sons and daughters of God would create them a world out here and go live a private life on it. I say amen. Hawaii part two. Maybe somewhere colder. Amen? I'd be out of here. I tell you what, I wouldn't be showing up anywhere tomorrow. I'd be gone. I'd be like, all right, Neo Alexandro. And I'd go right there and I'd be living a private. You're the same way, amen? We're always looking to get away, is that right?
Amen.
What better way than to make your own world and go take it over, is that right?
Amen.
Sure, he says, they would, if there wasn't a law that, you would go do that. I would, at least. I don't know about you all, but you have the power in you to do it.
Right.
Not you will, or you could, or pray up to it, or get to a certain place, or so spiritual. You have the power in you to do it. Right now.
Right.
Amen. If you've got a shadow of the power of God in you, amen? Because look, he didn't just create the world. He created everything.
Right.
Amen? I mean, we're talking galaxies here, amen? If you've got a shadow of the power of God in you, you got power to do it. God is omnipotent. See what I mean? The power that's in you, he says, you could speak a world in existence and go live on it. There you are. That's what power's in the church now, but it's controlled by a law. Amen? And that law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. It's a law of faith. Jesus said all things are possible to everyone to them that believe.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. You think about it. The power to be a believer. Not just what a believer has, but just to be a believer. What power. The potential of that.
Right.
To just be able to believe at all, anything.
Amen.
The raw power hidden in that is the power of creation.
Right.
What he's saying. Amen.
Amen.
And if you can believe it, whatever God, now watch this, whatever God will lead your soul to believe, I need a fleet of Cadillacs. Amen? Why? Because it's governed by a law. There's authority and submission of all. But whatever God will lead your soul to believe, that is yours. Every place the soles of your feet can set upon by faith, God gives it to you. Amen?
Amen.
I say tonight, if you've got a promise in the Word of God, if God has led your soul to believe for certain things, God gives it to you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
God gives it to you. Amen? It's
Amen.
Yours. It's your personal possession now.
Amen.
Your name is as good on the check as his.
Amen.
Now look, you can't sign on my checkbook without my name, right? You don't have authority to do it.
Right.
But the bank account's full. Praise God, some of us know. This night, actually. But if the bank account's full, and it is in heaven.
Right.
And your name is as good on the check as his. You are authorized
to
go take your promise. Amen.
Amen.
To pull it out of the bank.
Amen.
He would bankrupt heaven to keep his promise. Is that right?
Amen.
I tell you what, the Dow does this. You know, the NASDAQ and the, all these foreign markets. But look, God's market don't do this. Amen. God's market goes like this.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Here's what he says here. He says here, if you can find the key to this law of faith, that opens it to you. See what I mean? The power is controlled by us. If you're a son of God, you are a daughter of God. That never leaves you.
Amen.
Praise God. I woke up this morning, I yelled at the kids, and I shouldn't have. Praise God, I was 5 minutes late to work. What am I doing? That power never leaves you. Amen.
Amen.
The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Amen.
Right.
It's with you all the time, but your faith gets away from it. But it's still there.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight our great need is not for more power from God. Amen. It's not a greater, you know, you need him to do something more than Calvary or something like that. It's just a matter of faith. Amen. A greater revelation, because faith is a revelation. Is that right?
Yeah.
A greater understanding of what he's already done.
Amen.
What he has deposited right down there in that little compartment. You know, you got that four-chamber heart in the side. There's a little room in there for a soul. Is that right?
Yeah.
In that soul is a gene, an attribute of God.
Yeah.
It's incorruptible.
Yeah.
It's inexhaustible.
Yeah.
It can't be killed. It can't be stopped. It can't be put down.
Right.
It's God's own attribute on display, amen?
Amen.
It's working outwardly, bringing you into subjection. Is that right?
Amen.
The world around us, bringing into subjection this world. Bringing this world into subjection, is that right?
Amen.
But the prophet God tells you this word of God, once in you, it'll throw this body into what?
Yeah.
Into subjection.
Yeah.
In other words, it'll bring it under authority and subject it. So it has to submit.
Yes. Yes.
Your flesh that don't like to get up early in the morning, that don't like to hold its tongue in an argument, that don't like to get, I'm tired of church, so I don't want to praise God. It'll bring this mortal body into subjection.
Yeah.
It'll quicken this mortal body. I love the word he says, he's going to throw it in there, amen. Hey, man, you ever get so fat, somebody just throw it in there. You're not just going to ease this thing into the...
No.
But he literally subjects it and throws it into subjection, amen?
Amen.
He's going to make it do. Praise God. You look at David. How many times does he say in the Psalms, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. He's not just praising God, but he's speaking something into his soul. You bless the Lord. You lift up him. Praise him. He's invoking praise. Oh, praise God tonight. I think we need to invoke some praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We say hallelujah. It means praise you, Lord.
Yeah.
It means get up and praise God already.
Yeah.
Give God the glory. Give God the praise.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Let's provoke some people to praise tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Them two disciples, that Paul and Silas, they're in jail tonight. We think we've got it tough. But praise God. The midnight hour, they begin to sing unto God.
Hallelujah.
And God shook the chain. And God broke the jail open. Look, they weren't even praying or crying out. They just gave God praise. And God moved on the scene.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
Is that right? The psalm says he compasses us about.
Yes.
He compasses us with songs of deliverance. Is that right?
Yes.
In other words, the very songs you sing, the praise you give unto God, has delivering power.
Amen. Amen.
You put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. Well, I feel heavy tonight. I feel downtrodden. That's not the time to get discouraged.
No.
That's the time to tear off the old garment and put on a garment of praise and come before God in the holies of holies, having metaphor boldness to enter in. Let us come with a heart full of assurance.
Yes.
Not doubting and questioning and condemnation, but full of assurance. Let us come boldly. Amen. Let's go in there. Look, it's life or death, just like in the old covenant. We know we've got the right thing on because somebody told us what to wear in the place. We were given instructions by a prophet, just like Aaron. We were instructed how to come into the presence of God, and you don't have to be timid about it, but you are free to come in and come in any time and abide in the Shekinah glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. We have access to the throne of grace, the throne of mercy, amen, to the mercy seat tonight. Woo, praise God. Jesus told you read it in Matthew 10, you read it in, I believe it's Mark 3 and Luke in different places. He says he called his disciples unto them. He said he gave them power, gave them authority to heal the sick, to cast out devils. He gave it to them, amen. So they're going out and they're doing what he told them to do. Is that right? You know, that word, I probably preached this here before, but it's like, that man preaching from Pentecost. And then you read 2 Peter and the whole first half of it's him. Hey, remember I said this. Don't forget I said this. So what is authority? It's authorization.
Right.
You've been authorized. In other words, you've been approved already or pre-approved.
Yeah,
like credit line. You've been pre-approved.
Right.
He gave them authority and they went out. Men that didn't even have the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Men that weren't, you know, studied. They didn't even know how to write their own names, some of them. Is that right? But Jesus said for them to go out.
Right.
So guess what they did? They went out. He said for them, I give you authority to heal sick. Guess what they did? They come back rejoicing because it worked.
Right.
Imagine that. The word of God worked. Look, he didn't have to send them to seminary for 4 years. He didn't have to give them some big explanation. He just told them what to do and they went and did it. Is that right?
Amen.
He said, well, go on the way. Oh, my. See, we complicate this so much.
Right.
I don't want to get ahead of myself on Sunday, but you think about these disciples. They're just laying Peter's shadow. He never prayed for them. You know, they're taking stuff from Paul. He never even prayed over the handkerchiefs. They were so full of the power of God.
Amen.
They were so overflowing with him. Power to speak the word.
Amen.
Right. Right.
That woman that grabbed the hem of Jesus' garment.
Yeah.
No, nobody told her to do that.
Right.
Remember, he, like how the prophet said, I believe in perfect faith, said he was flowing with rivers of virtue. Virtue just spilling out of him, is that right?
Amen.
Just flooding the whole area. I want to clean my air conditioner. I turned my hose on. I left it on. I come back. The whole yard was flooded. I left it on for about a minute. I'm like, whoa, that's not good. Can you imagine what rivers just pouring on the ground, pouring out. Is that right? Jesus said, if you believe, it'll be rivers of living water coming out of you. Is that right?
Amen.
We get so dry.
That's true.
We feel so abandoned by God.
Yeah.
If you could just realize for just a second, amen. You can just tap in for 5 minutes to realize how much virtue is flowing in this building tonight.
Amen.
That the angels of God, they're walking up and down the aisle.
Yes.
That the power of God is here. The same fire that felt Pentecost is here tonight. The same God that spoke a world in existence.
Hallelujah.
The same Jesus that died and rose again. He's here tonight.
Amen.
You don't have to live in defeat tonight.
Right.
Look, you used to be, and Colossians 1 talks about it. You used to be under the authority of darkness, but you're not anymore. You heard the Jubilee trumpet. You threw down the instruments of your unrighteousness, and you walked out. Is that right? And you don't belong to him. He's not your ruler anymore. You are his. You have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son.
Yes, hallelujah.
And you are now like Jacob, a prince with God, a prince with power. You wrestled with God, and you said, I won't let you go till you give me the Pentecostal blessing.
Amen.
And I got to see your face. I got to have the blessing, or I'm going to die at sunrise.
Right.
The rising of the sun was coming. And you had to have, oh, praise God, the sun was coming. And you had to have the blessing. Amen. The sun is coming today.
Right.
Amen.
And look, you're not going to make it out of here without the blessing.
Amen.
Yeah, it'll change how you walk.
Yeah.
It'll change your name.
Yeah.
It'll give you power with God. He'll give you security when you're standing toe-to-toe with Esau.
Yeah.
Because you knew you prevailed with God.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
God made a promise to Abraham and to his seed. Not seeds as of many, but one seed. Christ. Is that right?
Amen.
Now Paul tells us in Galatians, if you're Christ, ye are Abraham's seed.
Amen.
Amen. That's why Paul can say in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, that all the promises are made to Abraham, that he would be heir of the world, that he would be a blessing, that he would bless the nations and the desired nations. All these things that were promised to him, they were promised in Christ. All the promises of God are yea.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
God has said yea. He said yes. Amen. He has pre-approved you.
Amen.
For the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The prophet says here, and of course he talks about this in the church age book as well, when the Lord told him to pick up his pen and write. He says here, he quotes this in spoken words, the original seed. He says, notice what harmony. It's funny how everything kind of works out of this harmony, really. You know, it's one thing to have sheep music, it's another thing to have the Spirit that conducts it.
Amen.
To be in subjection, to be under that Spirit, to live in that presence. Amen. The harmony is what brings it to pass.
Right.
The subjection, amen. Submission to the Lord. To be a prisoner of Jesus Christ, amen. He says here, Jesus never did anything until seen it of the Father. The Father showed him first harmony between God and Christ. See, John 5:19. So will the bride. And he shows her his word of life. He shows her and she receives it. Well, now we know who's bride and who's not. Amen. He shows her the word of life and she receives it. Amen. Well, praise God. It's good to be bride tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, the devil don't like, but we're the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, he's jealous. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's fine.
Right.
So, brother was talking the other day about how, well, the devil don't fight fair. He said, well, I'll tell you what, brother, I don't either. Devil don't like to fight fair, neither do I. This is a fight to the life and death. Amen.
Amen.
You see these professionals, how they fight. When you get in a dark alley, you bite and claw and kick your way to get out of there. Is that right? Well, I'll tell you what. I don't care what he's carried on. I got a sword.
Amen.
Even after my life, I don't care if he's unarmed or not. I'm cutting his head off.
Amen.
Amen. Because I'm the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm the bride. Somebody say, I'm the bride.
Amen.
God won't allow this bride to be manhandled. Amen.
Amen.
When you testify I'm the bride of Jesus Christ, you are speaking God's protection
Amen.
Over your life.
Yeah.
You're speaking that God is taking
Amen.
Care of me.
Yeah.
He's taking the veil and places it over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And I belong to him.
Amen.
And I'm his personal property. I am bought with a price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Satan has no right to handle this bride.
Yeah.
Because he belongs. She belongs to him. Is that right? And he belongs to her. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
He's your bridegroom and she's the bride.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how jealous he gets of it. It's mine anyway.
Yeah.
Praise sure. God. Well, I'm going to ascend. I'm going to be above the sons of God. And I'm going to be like under the... No, I don't think so. That's my throne you're talking about.
Amen.
You can get out now. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says here, she never doubts it. She never doubts it. We can spend a whole night on that. Nothing can harm her. Is that what we were just saying? Nothing can harm her, not even death.
Right.
For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it again. And then he writes here, amen, I got a great big hallelujah. Woo! The water's going to raise it again. Look, if they cut your head off, oh my. Look, they could burn your body up and cast it into the winds and toss it on the seven seas, and God's still going to raise it up.
Amen.
If he can create a world, he can raise up your dead body when the very atoms are scattered throughout this earth that's trodden down by the devil and his minions. Yet God will raise it up. I say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. We got a reason to rejoice. Death can't keep us down. The grave can't hold you any longer. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of if, but when. It's just a matter of time. You can't be stopped.
Because
the word can't be stopped. And you are the word made flesh for the day.
Yes.
There ain't enough. Praise God. Brother Bram said, if God showed me that George Washington, if he was going to raise him up tomorrow in a vision, thus saith the Lord, I'd call the world to see it.
Yeah.
He had such confidence, that right?
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Right.
He said, there's not enough devils then to hold that in the ground.
Amen.
I want you to know the vision's been declared.
Yeah.
The word's gone forth. This bride shall rise, the water will raise it up.
Amen.
devils in hell to stop it from happening.
No way.
Amen.
Amen.
There are enough gainsayers and doubters out there. Oh, yeah, they'll distract them. They'll distract them.
Right.
They might distract this person or that person. They might cause confusion here. But there's a people. They know their God. They're going to do exploits.
Amen.
They belong to God. Because it's not possible that they should be deceived. Because their names, look, their names aren't on a church ledger somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Their church might not be in the NSA. Well, it probably isn't the NSA. But it might not be on some rich guy's list or some mailing list. But it's in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And that's the only book that I'm worried about tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
He says here, here is the secret. The word is in the bride and the mind of Christ. I preached on the mind of Christ last time I was here. It's in the bride now, is that right? To know what he wants done with the word. And she does it in her name, in his name.
Amen.
She does it in his name. She has, thus saith the Lord. Then it's germatized, so the Holy Spirit waters it until it's grown and serves its purpose.
Right.
They only do his will. He says, amen, I believe that. No one can persuade them different. They have, thus saith the Lord, they keep still. Then they will do the works of God. For it is himself in them, continuing his word to fulfill, as he did complete in his days. All things when he was here, he did not complete all when he was here, for it was not time yet. Amen? In other words, she's going to continue his own ministry.
Right.
She's not doing her own thing.
Nope.
She's not even doing his thing. He's doing his thing in her.
Amen.
He's doing it. Look, tonight, if you're worried, well, can God heal my body? Can God save these people? Can God give me deliverance? You don't have to do a thing.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do it. All you have to do is let him do it.
Amen.
Yield, submit to God, and let God do it.
Amen.
Look, he that's entered into his rest, they cease from their own works. Amen. That's where we get so much trouble. We try to get somebody healed. We try to pray through. We try to get people saved. Cease from your own works. Cease from man and enter into his rest.
Amen.
Let God do it. Oh, you,
hallelujah.
You know, we preach the same thing called grace. You know, we'll come to church and get saved and get baptized. Well, you know, I did this wrong. I'm not here and I got to make myself right. And what do we say? We say, no, brother, you got it all wrong. It's all about grace. If you come to God, he'll clean you up.
Amen.
Then when we're in church now, it's all back to, well, you know, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. God can't bless you because after all, you're not here and you're not doing this and you need to give more, you need to do more, you need to pray more. Now we all went back into this. Amen. Well, I can't seem to pray enough. I can't seem to do enough. You've got it backwards.
Amen.
Die to yourself.
Yeah.
And he'll do it.
Hallelujah.
Let God pray through you.
Yeah.
Let God heal through you.
Yeah.
Let God consecrate this life. Amen.
Yeah.
Quit trying to do it yourself.
Hallelujah.
Because that's where you mess up every time.
Yeah.
Look, God don't make mistakes.
Uh-huh.
God don't fail. Amen. So if something's not clicking, it's not God's fault. Amen.
Yes.
His name's inheritance. His name is greater than the angels. He's received it by inheritance. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. His name is, your name's the same name. He's named the whole family of heaven and earth the same thing.
Amen.
Jesus didn't come in his own name. He came in the name of the Father. Is that
right?
You've got the name. You've got the authority. Amen. Just like Peter at the gate, beautiful, he said it wasn't my power or holiness. It was his name and faith in his name. He had a revelation of the power of the name. Is that right?
Right.
That's what he used, and that's what you have tonight,
yeah.
Amen? Natural Israel had an inheritance to take over. They were in a promised land, but they had to possess their portion of it. And we're the same today. Is that right?
Right.
Prophets come, and he's positioned Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos and Thyatira. And he comes to this day, and he places you. Is that right? Not just in Laodicea, but he places you in a bride age. Is that right?
Amen.
Where time's running out. If you want to stay in Laodicea, you can go right under the tribulation. But there's a people.
Amen.
Who passed from death into life.
Amen.
Who've been translated into a bride age, a word age, where all things are possible. The prophet says, where every promise is now made subject.
Amen.
Ooh, glory.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Every promise in the book is mine. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mine. Jesus is mine.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Look,
God doesn't do anything by circumstance. God always works on both ends. God knows exactly what he's doing at all times.
Amen.
Amen.
Just like the angel and Eleazar. That angel was way before Eleazar even prayed.
Right.
Is that right?
It is.
so many times in my own life. You know, God doing it, and you see, He worked on the other end already.
Amen.
So just like this meeting this weekend, I'm just out of the blue. I'm like, how's it going to work out? God brought it all together. I didn't have to try. Amen?
Sure.
And that's the problem. We're trying so hard. Look, this centurion, he wasn't doing these guys' jobs. He was making them do it. He wasn't trying to do anything. He just told them what to do. He just sat there in his lazy boy, picked up the recliner, sat in front of the air conditioner, and said, go ahead and go do that tonight for me. Well, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Don't matter. It's not my job. I'm the boss. Amen?
Sure.
It's not your job to do it. It's just your job to submit. Amen?
Amen.
Let God do it. Amen? God wants to use you. God wants to speak tonight. Amen? He wants to hear not your voice, but His voice. Amen? He wants you to speak His word. Amen? Praise the Lord. Brother Bram says here, I want to read this quote. And it should be my last quote for the evening here, but the prophet says here in Perfect Faith 63, is this all right tonight?
Amen.
I hope you're being blessed. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Well, if you're believers, I know you're being blessed because this is the word of God. You can't not be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
You can't not be blessed, really. You're already blessed. Amen. I love how Brother Loss was talking about this over the weekend here. I was with him, and he was talking about Peter when Jesus asked, well, who do men say that I am? Well, some say you're Elijah, and some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're the prophet. Well, who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up. He says, thou art the Christ. You're the Son of God. He says, blessed are you, Simon of Jonah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. But my Father revealed it. That's why he was blessed.
Right.
He had a revelation from God.
Yeah.
When he says, blessed are thou, that word blessed, it means he was speaking. He has the divine character.
Yeah.
A characteristic of the divine, amen?
Oh my.
In other words, you just show that you have representation
right.
of divinity. Because you couldn't have got that from flesh and blood.
Right.
God gave you
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you've got some divine representation
yeah.
going on there, Peter.
Amen.
Look, Judas denied him once and got hung, and he gave us. But look, Peter denied him three times. Peter swore and he
yeah.
cursed and he did everything. He does everything wrong. And he's even trying to stop Jesus from going to the cross. He says, "Get behind me, Satan!" All these things, Peter could mess up. All these things, but you know what? He had divine character
because
he could receive revelation
Amen.
From God.
Lord.
And look, when you're seeing this message. Not yeah. the words of a man, but the unfailing body word of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
When you recognize that it's eagle's food, you've heard from your theophany.
Yeah.
You have divine representation.
Yeah.
You might make mistakes along the way. You might have a sorty looking past, amen. But you've got quality
amen.
Of character from not yourself, not from mommy or daddy or the pastor or the deacon, from God Himself.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I tell you what, I can show a Methodist foot tapping, amen.
Yeah.
I'll put a spring in your step.
Yeah.
Boy, there's no way you could have got that, Peter, unless my daddy told it to you.
Yeah.
Right.
I go to my Father and your Father.
That's right.
I come from God. I'm going back to God. And the glory that I had in the beginning, I gave to them.
Right.
The love that you have for me, I gave to them.
Yes, sir.
It was an eternal love. It was everlasting. What?
Amen.
Oh man,
yes,
some,
I was.
Oh man, want to preach predestination? Oh, well, praise the Lord, it's in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Look, you can be like that man that read that spoken word book. You can be upset that it says you're a buzzard.
Right.
You can be happy it says you're an eagle.
Amen.
Look, predestination don't bother me because I was there.
Amen.
Why would it bother me? I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And then people on the cross the curtain of time, they saw Brother Brandon. They said, God, our precious brother. There's our precious brother. He said, these are your converts. These are your people. They were there already.
Right.
Some of them were old. Some of them were young. Some of them not even born yet. They had representation. Amen.
Yeah.
Sure.
He said, do you want me to be judged? Well, everyone has to be judged. Well, how do you mean judged? Is Paul judged? Yeah, Paul's judged what he preached. Well, then I'm all right.
Yes.
Because I preached what Paul preached. And said, I'm resting on it, amen?
Amen.
I'm resting on it. I said it there, and I'm saying it here tonight.
Amen.
I'm resting on it, amen? Why? Because it's not just words or learning or intellectual. I have seen with the eye of faith, the sixth sense. I've seen a promised land,
amen?
Look, it's more than I'm just convinced by a man. Because a man can give it to you, a man can take it away.
Right.
But I can say, I've seen beyond. that same curtain, amen? Well, you know, I've never had a vision or whatever, but you've seen it through the words of a prophet,
yeah.
Amen? It's thus saith the Lord. And when you receive it, that shows you the bride, because his bride receives his word.
Right.
They hear it and receive it, amen?
Amen.
Listen, that vision was just as much for you as it was for him, amen? Because he saw you over there, amen?
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Woo, glory. It says you're a Christian. Sorry, I get to this now. It says you have rights. You have legal authority. Is that right? You have right to any redemptive blessing that Jesus died for you. It's all yours. It's already paid for. You just have to believe it. Brother, I believe all that. Well, then why are you walking where you're at tonight?
Good.
Amen. It's like I said, if you need to speak a word of this, we'd be popping them out left and right. Amen.
Good.
There's a law governing it. But all these blessings, they are yours.
Yeah.
And yet we sit and lay with you. Afflicted. We're under bondage and all these other things. Look, that's not what God called me. God called you to liberty.
Amen.
God called you to resurrection life. Amen. Not imagine it, but believe it.
Yes.
And know that it's yours and you can possess it.
Exactly. Amen.
Oh, that's conquering faith. No, yeah. I love how the prophet talks about Josh is going to get reckless. I said, praise God. He's the kind of guy kicking the door and gun down the devil. You won't worry about getting hit. He is reckless. Amen. Who ain't worried about getting hit for it? You got armor. Amen. I got body armor on 12 inches thick. Amen. You can't penetrate this stuff. It's the word of God.
Amen.
There's nothing that can pierce it. Amen.
Right.
He says he knew it would happen before he could predict that it would happen because he knew it would happen. Whatever he predicted coming to pass. Now watch. Whatever he said, God honored what he said. Think of that. Why don't you think of it tonight for yourself? Whatever Jesus said, God brought it to pass. So he knowed his words was God's words.
Amen.
Now look, that same scripture comes right back into us again. If you say to this mountain, he says, oh my, I just let that soak just a little, you see, because we're going to have a prayer line. We'll dismiss the congregation and pray for the sick, the ones that have to go. He says, look, he knew that he pleased God. He knew that there was nothing on his life. Now look, he's speaking to you too. You already made that point. Think about this now. God had already testified. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. This is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. At the day of his baptism, I'm pleased to make my abode here.
Amen.
There's no condemnation to him at all.
Right.
Now when the same God comes to you and is pleased to dwell in you, pleased to honor your word, what your decision is, what was Joshua's decision? Son, stand still. And it stood there. Amen, sure. How many of you have preached about that before? The whole reason Joshua did that is because he made a mistake.
Right.
He made a league with the people of the Gibeonites and he had to protect them, amen?
Right.
That was his mistake. God rebuked him for it. And yet he's out there fighting the enemy that he wasn't supposed to be fighting for. And he says, son, stand still. And God honored him. Like God commissioned him, that's why.
Right.
God honored his word. Not because he made a mistake, but because God picked him.
Right.
Amen.
And it's the same with you tonight.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you got this far.
Yeah.
It's like I tell people, it's like we were just talking about earlier, it works. We think, well, if we get this right and we get our lives right with God, and then God comes down, and then God will come and bless us. Look, I don't need a God to fix stuff that ain't broke.
Right.
I need God when I made a mess out of everything.
Right.
My life's falling apart, and I ain't got a dollar in the bank. My health's falling apart, and my house is falling in half and everything's broke. That's when you need God, amen?
Amen.
When your soul has a need. Not when everything's good. Amen. Well, you need God then too, but I'm saying you need God to come on the scene.
Right.
Amen. You're dependent on him not less, but more.
Amen.
That's why God allows us to go through trials so we realize just how much we need him, amen?
Amen.
Not so you say, well, I guess God wants me to do this by myself. God don't want you to do anything by yourself.
Right.
How can you do it by yourself? And it goes everywhere with you. God don't want you to do it at all.
Amen.
I need a God to come pick up the pieces when I messed up.
Amen.
When my family's falling apart, I need a God to come pick up the pieces, amen?
Amen.
When I'm in mistaken things and I got some point, I got some point, whatever it be, I need God to help me, amen?
Ryan.
Despite myself, not because of me, how good I am, despite my failure, amen?
Right.
And if we would depend that much on God all the time, we wouldn't get much.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. True.
Amen. Sorry, I'm trying to get back this here. He says here, he says, it stood there, amen, speaking of the sun. He said, what was Moses' decision? Held the stick over the river like that, then called for it to open and open. See, whatever you ask, he says, and if you say to this mountain, be moved. Now, some people make that just a figure thing. believe that's real mountains. Amen?
Right.
I believe that's real. That's what Adam did.
Right.
Sure did.
Well, that was Adam. Well, all that Adam had. And he lost.
Amen.
That whole book, he gave it back to
Eve. Amen.
He says here, don't doubt, see in your heart, not your mind. No. Don't doubt in your heart. You're not a doubter. You're a believer. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's there, and he believes the word.
Yeah.
Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass. You can have what you said.
Sure.
And he says, watch this now, because that puts you back in the word. See, now that's not skim milk. That puts you back, see? The representation, amen?
Right.
That puts you back there, amen?
Amen.
He says, I know it's going to jump over right over top of you maybe, see, but because it can't, but real genuine faith catches that right now. I say amen.
Amen.
Did you catch it? That puts you back. Look, you, if you were there, you can't not make it to the other side.
Right.
You can't not make it. It can't fail. Double negative. You can't not make
right.
not it.
Right.
Can't not happen.
Right.
It has to happen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, I've seen it, friends. Here's the Bible laying open before me. I've seen it happen. I know it's the truth. I know. God in heaven knows that I might not live through this to finish this message, but I know it happened. I've seen it myself. I'm a witness. How many witnesses do we have right now?
Amen.
Not just people that know the story, but we are witnesses of the resurrection. We have seen it take place. We've seen the risen Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We've beheld in that which we've seen, that which we've handled of the word of life. Amen. We're witnesses tonight. Of the word being fulfilled that I know is the truth. Say it! And stand there and see the Creator bring a living creature into existence. Right in presence of your eyes, you shake your head in one and look around and see Him bring another one. Just exactly like it. Because you said so. Amen? Now, it's not that you said so, but because you said so.
Right.
Catch that later, maybe. Amen? And turn over here and say, there'll be another one. Look, and there it is now. That's the truth. Oh, where should we be? That's perfect faith. No vision, just speak the word. Never saw the squirrel. He just said this scripture, what it was. Talking about Mark 11. And speak it and don't doubt, but what you say, it'll be there. And I took God at his word and it was there. Now notice, God said, what was the whole thing about? He had a scripture, but God had to come and interpret it. Amen?
Amen.
God's not looking for you to interpret it, but when God comes and he reveals and he interprets what the scripture is, because he did that, because God spoke that interpretation, what it was about, when God did that, that's what gave him faith to do that, amen?
Right.
You see why the prophet says you can never overemphasize the importance of revelation?
Right.
God revealed the significance of that to him personally. That's what gave him faith to speak world into existence,
amen?
Amen.
I took God at his word, amen? Not his idea or his interpretation word, but what God's word really was, amen?
Yes.
He says, that's right. He says, that's just as powerful. He says, and friend is your pastor. That's just as powerful as when Joshua stopped the sun, because the sun was already there. The elements was moving. He stopped the moon. But this, God brought something there that wasn't there. He created.
Right.
I'm so glad to be acquainted with the God that can take the dust of the earth.
Yeah.
Someday without anything and call me back to life again, the same faith.
Yeah.
As I've been planted in the grave. Oh my, there it is. Amen. Like I was telling people a couple weeks ago, you know, God told his people they could have what they say, and instead God's people always say, God. I got pain, I got trouble, I got this, I got that. Well, God says you can have what you say.
Amen.
You can speak to your mountain, is that right?
Right.
Not speak to God about the mountain, but you can speak to the mountain.
Right.
You speak, and it's funny because you see this so many times. People, they go and they beg and they pray with God, but he told you to go speak to the mountain.
Amen.
You look at these men of old and these disciples. And they're up there at the gate beautiful, and they're walking down the street, and they're calling the dead back to life, and they're speaking for them to get up. These men speak like Jesus spoke. They speak with authority, amen?
Amen?
You tell them to get back up. You tell them they're healed. You tell them to see in the name of Jesus, amen?
Right.
God didn't tell you, look, it's like Brother Ram talks about Mark 16, he said, lay hands on the sick. He didn't even say to pray for them.
Right.
He said, just lay hands on the sick in the name, in the authority of Jesus, amen?
Right.
We so many times we make prayer what it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be a way to dodge having to believe God.
Amen.
That's what we make it. It's an excuse to not believe God. Well, God, I know this person's sick. Would you send somebody their way? Would you help them, please? God wants you to have faith. And go speak to that mountain, amen?
Yeah.
And believe that God will do something. Even right there, God can heal the sick tonight, amen?
Amen.
Well, praise God. Tell you what, I was at work the other day, and they promoted this young lady, and she's a manager like I am at this place. And she came to me, she was having trouble with this guy. So every time I tell him to do something, he rolls his eyes and kind of whatever, and he doesn't really listen to me. He doesn't respect me. Like, let me show you how to do it. So I go up to him, and his last name is Carmen. It's funny. So I'm like, Carmen, you need to go out and take the trash out the back right now. He goes, yes, sir. I'm like, all right, 10 o'clock. She's like, how'd you do that? I'm like, because I'm his boss. I told him to do it. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, her and I have the exact same amount of authority over his position. But she went in there, and she was timid, and she was kind of whatever about it. You ever notice when you speak to a dog or you speak to somebody in your authority, your voice changes a little bit? And you, hey, get that done right away. Go bubble that up and knock that down, tear that up, bring it down. You walk around like you own the place a little bit. Well, look, you do own the place. This earth's yours. You own the place. Amen.
Amen.
This all belongs to you. Amen. In your attitude, you're see, she was going like it was just another day. Amen. But look, you got to go up like you're the boss. Amen. Hey, get that done right now. Okay, yes, sir. Call me, sir. That's right. That's the same way with the devil. You go in there like, you know, Mr. Devil, can you leave the house and please don't hurt my family? Look, he's going to roll your eyes. He's going to roll his eyes at you and say, what do you mean? I know this. When you go and say, hey, devil, take out the trash. I don't want my house anymore.
Amen.
Kick out all the filth and kick out all the nonsense. Get it out of my house. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right away.
Right.
That's right. Why? Because you, when you have authority, you act like you got it. Amen.
Amen.
Look, Jesus said even the Gentiles exercise dominion over one another. They boss each other around all the time. And anybody that has a job, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. They boss each other around. See, it gets to the point where now you're just being lazy. Just making them do stuff because you don't want to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And before you know the guy at the top, he's the biggest slacker in the world. Not encouraging this behavior, mind you. But what is it? When you have authority, and you, see, it's one thing to have it, it's nothing to exercise it. When you begin to realize, hey, they're going to do what I say, you start finding other jobs that you don't want to do, like mopping the floor, cleaning the toilets. And you're like, well, I got paperwork to do. Make sure you get that done before I leave. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God. Y'all looking like I'm weird now. Why? Because you're the boss. Amen? Well, it's the same thing. Is that right? Look, there's a certain amount of boldness you get. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Boldness, amen. Excite. Look, Brother James, stand up real quick. Let's say Brother James is the devil. No offense. Let's say Brother James is the devil. That's like I said, if you're going up and let's say Brother James represents everything wrong in your life tonight. I give them a thing. And I go up and this is one of the dramatizations. It's one thing to go up to him and him to leave, or go over here to my boss and say, well, can you make him go away? It's nothing like telling him to go away, amen? And so many times, what we do as Christians is, rather than direct our energy to the problem, we direct our energy to that complains about it. We complain our energy at complaining about it, or blaming God, or blaming our brother or sister, blaming this church, or this guy didn't shake my hand. Go speak to the problem, amen? Well, I've got pain. We've got to take away the pain. Go tell your pain. Pain, get out in the name of Jesus.
Right.
You mean just talk to it? He said to talk to a mountain.
Right.
Amen. It's a big block of stone. It ain't got ears.
Right.
Amen. But you know what? It still operates on the word of God, because all things are upheld by the word of his power. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't have to have natural ears. Amen. He's talking about speaking to fig trees and mountains and things like that. Amen. Your pain, your mind battles, whatever you. I've got a complex. Tell it to get out. Is that right?
Amen.
We wrestle against not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, strongholds. Where?
Yeah.
Bring them into subjection.
Yeah.
Bring your thoughts into subjection.
Yeah.
Bring them under your authority tonight. Say, I don't have to wrestle with that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have to wrestle with condemnation. I don't have to wrestle with insecurity. He has said I'm accepted.
Amen.
He has said I'm good enough.
Yeah.
He has said I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has for us, that we should right now, today, in this building, be called sons and daughters of God. Not just sirs, but sons and daughters. God loves you that much. Why are you insecure? What are you so worked up about?
Amen.
Well, these people don't like you. What do you care what they think about it? God says you're accepted.
Yeah.
Yes,
amen.
God says you've done good enough.
Yes.
You didn't do good enough. He did good enough. Amen.
Amen.
You're good enough.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because he's looking at the sacrifice. Amen.
Yes.
Exactly. Amen.
Oh, my. I tell you what. Testimony real quick, we can go and stand here. I was talking to somebody about my meetings overseas here the other day. Some of you know the stories and this and that. But one of the things the Lord really dealt with me with over there was having boldness. I got over there one night. We had service, and I asked people they wanted to come to be prayed afterwards. We had a long prayer line, and you know it was nice. But the next time I went to preach at the same place, I came back there about a week later. The Lord told me, you need to have boldness. You're in a position of authority. So I got done, and I said, bring the sick up here tonight. God will heal the sick tonight. I want the sick to come up first, amen? And for those that know the testimonies, God opened the blinded eyes that night, amen? Amen? God made a young man, a five-year-old that couldn't talk, and gave him speech. Is that right? People with growth that disappeared, and people with allergies, just all kinds of things. What was it? It wasn't that there was anything different about me or God, but it was how I was walking in it.
Right.
God, he told me to have boldness tonight.
Amen.
Is that right? He said, go, be bold about it. You look at the prophet, and when he knew the Spirit was on him, he was bold about it. So you bring him up here. He didn't say, well, I hope God discerns the sin tonight. I hope God discerns the minds of... No, he knew, he was convinced, amen, because there was a gift that God had vindicated his life. And look, God has vindicated you tonight.
Amen.
By this message, by this revelation that you can receive, he's vindicated you tonight as bride. Is that right? As sons and daughters of God. And you can have boldness tonight for your household, for your body, for whatever your need is tonight.
Amen.
You can come up here tonight. You can go out of here tonight.
Right.
You can speak the word, amen. Don't be afraid. Don't just plead to God about it. But you speak to your mountain tonight, amen.
Amen.
I encourage you tonight. I beseech you in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to your mountain and go forth.
Yeah.
Why cry unto me? Speak.
Right.
Amen. Don't go out of here defeated tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You go speak to your mountain, amen.
Amen.
And don't just speak to it, but believe. Amen.
Amen.
Don't doubt in your heart.
Right.
There's no room for doubt there. You're a believer. Bow our heads tonight. Lord, we do thank you tonight for this time together as believers, Lord, to gather together and to hear from your word. Father, we look at the book of Acts. As I was in the back office tonight, I was looking at the book of Acts being written. Another branch has been put forth by the message of this hour. And Lord, I'm convinced more and more, though the world doubts and the world has gainsayers, I'm more convinced than ever that this message is sent by God. Because I've seen the resurrection. I've seen it in my life. I know what it's done for me. I can testify that he still speaks to the storms tonight and they cease. He still speaks to the sick and they're made whole tonight. But he's the same. He's Jehovah Jireh, just like Hattie Wright. She asked Brother Brandon about those squirrels. I said, all I can say is he's Jehovah Jireh. Tonight you are Jehovah Jireh. You're still the same. You are Jehovah Shalom for those tonight who are in torment. You are still our peace tonight. You still have power tonight. Lord Jesus, you said all authority in heaven and earth is given unto me. Tonight we lack nothing because you said, go therefore. Because you have authority, you said to go. We don't go in our own name tonight. We go in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name. Knowing that at that name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that it has power over sickness today. It has power over disease and mind battles. It has power over the devils today. It has authority. And Lord, we just now, at the end of this service, we just come reverently, Lord. Because as I spoke in the beginning, Lord, we come to resist the devil and come against him and fight him. But Lord, we must first be submitted to you. Lord, if there's one here tonight, maybe they've gotten off of life's way a little bit. Maybe they got away from you. Maybe they've never even known you at all. Father, may they come into this place tonight. May they surrender their lives, Lord. That's the only way to get victory is to surrender to you first. Lord, I'm raising my hand now, Lord, as I rededicate my life to you tonight. Lord, may we rededicate our lives as Abraham had an altar of rededication. Lord, we surrender all to you tonight. Move in our lives, Father, as we come into submission to you. May you speak through us as a believing body. May you destroy every working of the devil in our lives and the lives of those whom we see and touch. For we are the only Jesus some people will ever see. Lord, help us to be salty. Help us to be light, Lord. Help us to walk in authority, Lord, for there's great need in this dark hour for light. We thank you, Father. May you continue to bless this people as they're gathered here again. And Lord, as they go from this place but never your presence, may they remember all that you've done for us. And may we surely praise you and give you glory. Jesus' name. Amen. All to Jesus.
Thank you.
cast out in Jesus' name. We speak to his body that it rejects his substance. You don't have to make him sick.
Spirit, Lord,
Hallelujah.